So the reading is from Luke, and it's chapter 12, and it starts at verse 22, and it is on page 1045. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown in the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your hearts on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the word of the Lord.
Morning, everybody. Nice to be with you all. Just sort my technology out. Okay, I'm going to move that, I think. Okay. So today we're thinking about worry and what Jesus had to say about it. And we've certainly had a lot to worry about the last couple of years, haven't we? Now, I want to pray before we start. But first, I want to read to you what Jesus said to Martha, who had a sister called Mary. Mary loved to sit with Jesus, but Martha was busy and worried and anxious about many things. And this is what the Lord said to her. "Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us this morning to hear all that you're saying to us about worry and anxiety. Help us to be like Mary and to choose to be with you and listen to your words. Help us, please, Lord, to act on all that we hear. In your name, amen. So today we're thinking about worry and what Jesus had to say about it. But to help us with this, we need to put this morning's reading into context. Jesus has just been speaking to a very large crowd of people, and he's been speaking to them about greed and possessions, about storing things up for themselves here on earth. Then he turns to his disciples and speaks to them about worry and the importance of storing up treasure in heaven, rather than here on earth. So we're going to look at each of these teachings because they all impact on each other. The more we have, the more we've got to worry about. And working just to amass stuff in this life also affects what we work for and what is important to us, and ultimately what we worry about. So first, let's look at what Jesus has just been saying to the crowd about storing things up for themselves here on earth. Jesus has just told them a parable about a rich man who had plenty. He'd had a good harvest, and his barns were full. So he decided to pull them down and build bigger ones, so that he could store even more stuff. In our time, this would equate to having bigger or better bank accounts, or buying more properties, or expanding business empires. Jesus explains in the parable that the man now expects to take life easy. He feels secure in all that he has. He believes that because he has plenty, he now has nothing to worry about. But that ends up being foolish, because he then finds that his life is to be taken away, so he won't be able to enjoy all that he's stored up for himself. After saying this parable about the rich man, the Lord then goes on to say to the disciples, "Therefore, I tell you not to worry." He asks them to look at the birds and reminds them that they don't store stuff in barns like the man in the parable, but they're taken care of by our Heavenly Father. Jesus also reminds the disciples of the flowers of the field and their beauty and how the Lord provides for them. So Jesus automatically connects worry to dependence on the things of this world. Being dependent on worldly things for our security, instead of finding our security in our Heavenly Father and trusting him, will always cause us to worry. So this is the first point I want to make. It's important that the Lord has his rightful place in our lives. Being rich is not the issue here. The issue is our attitude towards having plenty. Our security can't be in having plenty of goods or plenty of money. Our security must be in the Lord. The Lord knows what we need, and we're called to trust him and to find our security in him. Because when our security is in the Lord, we can then afford to be generous with what we have, unlike the man in the parable who only wanted to keep everything for himself. The Lord is reliable and steadfast. He's the only security we have that can never be taken away from us. A security that can never be destroyed. A security we never have to worry about. And when we are secure, we're then free to be generous people. Then Jesus goes on to tell his disciples not to worry about what they will eat or what they will wear. He says they're not to worry about these things. This is what the world runs after. After all, this is all the world has to think about. We know that this world is a very selfish place where people think only of themselves. We can see this in Jesus' parable about the rich man storing his stuff into bigger barns. This man has no desire to share his wealth with anyone. All he wants to do is store it all up for himself, so he's secure. But we're called to do something much greater than just looking after ourselves and thinking only of our own comfort. We're called to look upwards and outwards and beyond our own needs and serve the kingdom of heaven. We're commanded to put the Lord first in our lives. We're called to look beyond this life, to work for eternal things. Our priority should be the kingdom, not just seeking our own pleasure and comfort. But worry is a difficult one for us, because we all worry. It's almost something we can't control. For me, I picture it like a very large body of water, like a Scottish loch. The surface water is affected by what is happening around it. It's affected by storms and the wind and the rain, plus what people and animals are doing to it. But if you dive down and go under the water, under the surface, you will find all is peaceful and calm, even when a storm is raging. We can't always control what's going on around us. It affects us, just as it affects the body of water. But we can work towards and control what is happening underneath. Having deep within us the Lord's peace is something we can do something about. Underneath all the surface stuff, we can have complete trust and faith in the Lord and the knowledge that he is with us and will provide for us. We see this with Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. On the night before he was betrayed, the Lord was in great anguish, deeply distressed and troubled, and dare I say worried about what was going to happen to him. All the surface stuff was affecting Jesus just as it affects us. But what we see underneath all of that is a deep peace and love between him and his Father. A deep knowledge that his Father loves him and is in control. It's important when we face worries that are very large that we trust our Heavenly Father and believe that he is in control. The storms of life will come, but Jesus said that the house built on a rock would stand when the storms came, but the house built on sand would collapse. It's all about what is going on underneath. It's all about our foundations, our roots. Your roots are important. The storms of life will come, and with them comes worry. But underneath all of that, there should be peace and calm and the knowledge that the Lord loves you and cares for you. Your roots matter. Always tend your roots. And you do that by having time alone with the Lord on a regular basis, just you and the Lord together. Reading the scriptures and getting the word of God into yourself and having regular fellowship with other believers. That's how you tend your roots and keep your foundation strong in the Lord. The tallest, most majestic looking tree can fall in a storm if its roots are not strong enough to hold it when the storm hits. So always tend your roots. So the Lord has spoken to the crowd about the futility of trusting in worldly goods and riches. And he's then spoken to his disciples about worry and the importance of trusting our Heavenly Father to take care of us, using the birds of the air and the flowers of the field as an example. Jesus then goes on to speak to the disciples about providing for themselves treasure in heaven, treasure that can never be taken away from them, treasure that is secure, unlike worldly treasure, treasure they never have to worry about. So how do we store treasure in heaven? After all, we all know how to store treasure here on earth, but how do we store up treasure in heaven? The Lord makes it clear that one way to have treasure in heaven is to be generous. He tells the disciples they should sell their possessions and give what they have to the poor. At this point in time, the disciples have very little. They're not working most of the time. The women, who are also followers of Jesus, are the ones who are providing for them. The disciples might do the occasional job, but mainly they're with Jesus travelling around, so they have very little. And if anything they do have will be given to help their families. But Jesus makes it clear that one of the ways to build up treasure in heaven is by being generous with what we have and being willing to share with others, unlike the man in the parable who only wanted to keep everything for himself. The kingdom of heaven is not like the kingdom of this world. In the kingdom of heaven, you receive by giving away. You get rich by making yourself poor. This comes back to where our security lies, because we can only be generous when our security is in the Lord. So that's one way to store up treasure in heaven, by being generous with what we have. Another way that you store up treasure in heaven is in the same way that we do it here on earth. We work for it. We store up treasure in heaven by working for the things of heaven, in the same way that we store up treasure here on earth by working for the things of this world. In Matthew chapter 25, the Lord tells the parable of the bags of gold. And in this story, Jesus says that a man going on a journey entrusted his servants with all his wealth. One person was given 5 bags of gold, another 2, and another 1. We know from this parable that it wasn't how much they were given, but what they did with what they had that was important. The only person in the parable that the man was angry with was the person who'd done nothing with what he'd been given. A few weeks ago, Phil was preaching on the book of Haggai in the Old Testament. And one of the things that Phil said was, the Lord will never do what he's asking you to do. The Lord will never do what he's asking us to do. But once we put our hand to the plough, the Lord will then be right alongside of us doing wonderful things. But we're called to work with him, to be involved. We're his people, made in his image. We're called to rule and reign with him. We're not called to work for or serve the things of this world. We're called to serve the Lord and work for the kingdom. Wherever he's placed us, and with whatever gifts and opportunities we've been given, and to be generous with what we have. For 2,000 years, the Lord's people have preached the gospel all around the world and looked for the coming of the Lord. This is now our time when we must play our part. So how do we conclude all of this then? Well, first of all, our security must be found in the Lord. If we look for our security in anything else, anything of this world, it will always cause us to worry. Only the Lord is reliable and steadfast in an ever-changing world, is the only sure foundation we can have, is the only security we have that can never be taken away from us, a security that can never be destroyed. Secondly, the storms of life will come, and with them will come worry. We need to ensure that our foundations are strong, that we have a good relationship with our Heavenly Father, and like Jesus, we're able to trust him and be at peace in spite of the storms and what's happening around us. And finally, let us work for the kingdom and build up for ourselves treasure in heaven where nothing can affect or spoil it. Let us work for the kingdom wherever the Lord has placed us, and with whatever gifts and abilities the Lord has given to us. For we know that the day of the Lord is near. Amen.